New York City's immigrant community gathered at City Hall on Thursday afternoon to denounce the U.S. Supreme Court's new ruling on immigration policy. The 4-4 tie vote allows an appeals court decision to stand, blocking President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The president's deferred action plan offered temporary protection to families with mixed immigration status and immigrants who arrived as children. Tanu Yakupitiage with the New York Immigration Coalition says the decision affects about 250,000 immigrants in New York.
People in our communities are feeling really upset, really saddened. This really impacts a lot of people, a lot of mixed status families, a lot of U.S. citizen children who want their parents to be able to stay with them.
A federal court of appeals ruled that the president's actions exceeded his legal authority. But Yakupitiage notes that the executive actions were modeled on a program that was already in place.
After seeing the success of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program for 2 years, it's just unconscionable that anti-immigrant forces blocked it.
The tie ruling in the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't set a legal precedent, but it effectively prevents any executive action to protect millions from deportation for the remainder of the president's term in office. And Yakupitiage points out that President Obama only took that step after years of inaction by Congress.
What we've known all along is that we need a shift in immigration policy. We need comprehensive immigration reform that is just, and that is what we're going to continue to push for.
The New York Immigration Coalition has vowed to continue working with all levels of government to keep families together and end deportations. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.